you will hear a conversation between a tutor and a student who has just completed an internship at a glassworks. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 8.
So, Sonia, I've had a chance to look through your report from your internship.
Thank you for reading it. What did you think?
I found it all very fascinating. Why did you decide to do your internship there?
Well, I've always been curious about stained glass windows. You see them in churches and mosques, and I wanted to find out more about how to make things out of glass.
So, you did your internship at a glassworks?
Yes. The glassworks have two sides to their business. The industrial side, which makes glass for commercial customers, like offices and factories. And then there's the artisanal glassworks. I worked on the artisanal side. We made artistic glass for homes, including stained glass windows and other glass products, like mosaics and tableware, pitchers, cups, you know.
Right. What did you find most interesting about working with glass?
What was surprising to me was that we used a lot of found glass. We'd get it from charity shops, from anywhere, really. And then you would cut the glass into the shapes you'd need for your project. Of course, you could always melt it down, or you could make new glass. But working with found glass was really interesting.
What was the process for this?
For how to cut glass? I'm an expert at cutting glass by now. The best approach is to score it. You draw a line on the glass, and then you break it along the line. The line is the score. You have to score it, so you're sure to break it just as you meant to.
Does it make a difference how big the glass is before you break it? Like if you have a sheet of glass or smaller pieces?
Sure. If you have a large sheet of glass, then the best option is a table break. You score the glass. Then you basically break it along the edge of a table. You have to be really careful, though.
What if it's a smaller piece?
For smaller pieces, the best thing is to use a knife or some pliers. It really depends on the size and shape of the piece you're starting with, and of course, what size and shape you want to end up with. You can get really specific. For instance, you could score the glass in the shape of a small crescent moon, and then use your knife to cut it out. Whatever you want, really.
That sounds like it could be difficult.
The most difficult approach is the third option, the tapping method. What you do is you score the glass, then you knock gently all along the full length of the line. You can use the ball end of your glass knife, and you work down the line, tapping all the way. This causes tiny fractures inside the glass without actually breaking it. Then you fold along the line, holding both sides carefully. If you do it right, this will break the glass exactly as scored. This method works best for curves, particularly when you want to cut curves into a larger sheet of glass.